5391, sketch plot 2021-54 for Morales at Sage Road Southwest between San Ignacio and Sage Road. And SBS Construction, Mr. Biazar.
Good afternoon, Madam Chairman. This is Sean Biazar with SBS Construction Engineering. 7632 William Moyers, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87122.
Okay, go ahead and give us an overview of some of your questions for this application, potential application.
Madam Chairman, I haven't done an extension in a while, but I just wanted to see what are the process would be for annexation and zoning, establishment of zoning with the new IDO. And I've read through the comments. I guess it's kind of similar from previous ones. And, you know, we need to go through the county and get their approval, then come back and go through EPC. This layout, you see just a preliminary. I don't know if what's going to be as far as the lots right now, but I just wanted to get comments from the members and then, you know, follow up after that, you know.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's go to Water Authority.
Good afternoon, Sean. This is Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. So in terms of moving forward, we do want to go through the availability statement on this process or availability statement process on this project. For your information, there is pro rata owed on the western parcel. The total amount for that is a little over 18,000, but it's split among both water and sewer. The good news is there is water mains in both Sage and San Ignacio along the parcel frontages. So we'd probably look for you to connect to those and loop through. For water, for sanitary sewer, there is sewer along the frontage for San Ignacio. There's not on Sage, so you'd have to run down to Stinson Street and Sage to hit sewer. I'm not sure, I couldn't opine as far as the flow, if you're able to flow north or not. Most more than likely, you may be running south and running along Sage and then running north through the project. Again, there's pro rata owed, and in terms of moving forward, we don't have any objection to whether you're in the city or county, and do go through that availability statement process. Thank you.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Carter?
No, I kind of understand.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Just wanted to list that annexations of land are per IDO section 67F, as in Frank, and 67F2 are the procedures listed, and you can follow that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no objection to the annexation. Just that we just note that Sage Road is of a classification that requires street trees if development is applicable.
Okay, which probably wouldn't be in this case, right? If he went with this plat he has.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. Applicable development does not include low density residential, although obviously it's always the Parks and Rec rep preference to have street trees, and in some cases they had the drainage near the road or other ways that they can be provided. So it would be helpful to look at different options.
Okay, and sometimes even a tree in the yard, right? That's near the road.
Something we can mandate.
just suggest. Okay, hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has no requirements for annexation. If you are successful with your annexation and when you come in for platting, then a conceptual grading and drainage plan will be required.
Okay, transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. Coordination with the county is needed, as this is adjacent to county roads. So there may be some traffic study determination based on this, possibly. provide road cross sections for Sage Road and for San Ignacio. Sage Road is a major collector with proposed bike lanes, and San Ignacio is a local street. Both street frontages shall require a curb and sidewalk as well. Also provide road cross section with roadway width and sidewalks and right-of-way widths that matches DPM standards for the local streets. Street lights shall be needed at each of the new intersections. Place all road improvements onto an infrastructure list.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, planning comments.
This is Maggie Gould. So again, standard sketch plat comments, and then kind of the process as we've already discussed it. Basically, you have to get permission from the county, and the county has to agree to release you. I included a link to the county forms. You know, the same section that Carl referenced, 67F3, and then 67F3A. This is an area designated developing urban by the comprehensive plan. So there's a specific set of criteria that apply to that. I would also recommend a PRT with current planning staff to discuss the justification project for your annexation. And then there are residential properties on either side of you that are zoned R1A. The lots you're showing are much larger than that. So when you're requesting zoning, you probably want to think through that. And then I listed the city process on annexation. That's it.
Madam Chairman, this is Sean Biazar. Do we do PRT before I go to a county for a request, or?
This is Maggie Gould. I think you can do the PRT once you've gone through the county.
Okay, all right, thank
you. I think that would make more sense.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Biazar. Hopefully you got good information.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.